We're exploring new territory on the air every day right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m. on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It's 2:30 on a Tuesday afternoon. You know what time it is. It's time for the Energy Enhancement Forum, sponsored in part by Energy Enhancement Systems of Hawaii and, of course, our own Santacia. Scalar Wave Energy Spa, located right in the SeaTac Airport area. This spa features a unique energy enhancement system that generates a powerful healing energy that anyone can enter into and experience unique benefits physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Of course, your host is Debbie Saunders. Welcome back, Debbie.
Thank you, Eric. It's great to be back. Now, I had planned for you this wonderful show with Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, the founder of, and developer of the Energy Enhancement System, but something came up. And we have a very good friend who is a colleague of hers, and that's Dr. Greg Gerber. If you remember him, he was on last week.
Absolutely.
And I've had him on live a couple of times, and he is absolutely wonderful, a great supporter of the Energy Enhancement System. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gerber.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be with you again.
Yeah, you folks have been busy. I just talked with Sandra, and we've been talking about the Scalar Enhancement System and the changes that it's making in people's life. And perhaps you can tell us what you've been doing. You just got back from Europe.
We did a trip that first started in Toronto and then from Toronto over to London. And in London, we were at the medical society over there and had the third annual anti-aging conference in London. And we had a wonderful opening presentation. Our main speaker for that event was Dr. Deepak Chopra. And Deepak did a wonderful lecture about energy and the existence and how understanding energy can radically change your health. And he came through and spent some time with us at our demonstration booth, as he had Dr. Enrico Melson, who had been his previous medical director, and is very, very closely aligned with us at this time. And he brought Deepak in, who had some wonderful things to say about the equipment.
Oh, wow. Well, Deepak is very well known in these parts. And for background information, I forgot to mention, Dr. Gerber is not uneducated himself. He's very well known in the holistic realm now, as well as the allopathic field of medicine. He has been responsible for opening up like six hospitals in the southwestern Houston area, and he's either chief of staff or president of those facilities. He's got a huge background in medicine, and for him to kind of deviate in the minds of many to the alternative health field is really something. It tells you something about how his views are affected by the scalar wave technology. And maybe he can, if you would, Dr. Gerber, kind of address some of these views briefly to get people who haven't heard this show before. Your views on scalar wave technology and how you've deviated from the medical model that you've been a servant to for like a quarter of a century.
Well, I had moved away from the true conventional allopathic interventions a number of years ago. But as a physical medicine doctor working in rehabilitation, my expertise was learning about the different physical modalities. Heat, cold, all types of energy were part of my training and curriculum. So it only made sense to me to continue to watch what was happening in the worlds of physics and watching how the world of physics moving into the quantum era had so far not interfaced very well with allopathic medicine. As a consequence of studying this, I became aware of the fact that there were major, major things that have happened in the last 60 years since Einstein, and that's where this scalar, or also known as one of the quantum aspects of scalar, came forward, and what's